Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our WRVA reporter, Matt Demline, was at Monument Avenue at the Stonewall Jackson statue yesterday when the cranes began to remove that statue. And Matt's up early with us this morning. Boy, the crowd really did seem to grow as I was checking back in over the... How long did it take from the time they arrived and blocked the street to actually get the statue down?
I want to say somewhere between 4 and 5 hours. We first knew about it right around 1 o'clock, and the statue came down somewhere around 5:15. It was tough to... I wasn't looking at my clock exactly because it was pouring rain at that point. So it was getting video and moving as quickly as possible.
And did the crowd that was there when it was still decent weather, did they stick around for the actual removal?
I saw only a few people leave. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, in the tens of people leave. I mean, the people who were there stuck through it. I think they figured if they stayed out there for 4 hours to watch this, they were going to stick through the rain.
Now, I said on the night before, the rumor was that Mayor Stoney was going to act in the middle of the night, and instead this carried over into the daytime hours and was carried live on TV, and the whole country seemed to be watching this as it occurred. Do we know any of the backstory about how this went down and what went into the mayor's decision and how he found a company to do this work? A couple of people sent me screenshots saying they couldn't find a Southern company to do this. They had to go up to Connecticut to get some.
Yeah, I do know it was a Connecticut company that was brought down. Now, keep in mind, they got control of the statues at 12:01 yesterday morning. So nothing could have occurred prior to that. Obviously, I think he wanted to get counsel behind him before he acted, and if they weren't going to go along or at least not take a vote, he was going to act unilaterally, and that's what ended up happening.
There was one video of I don't know, the guy looked very distressed who showed
defend
the statue.
The one guy, and yeah, as you said, he did look very distressed. He was swarmed, as I said in my reports. It moved sort of quickly, so I couldn't really get in to see him. I could see the crowd massing around him. But really, the sheriff's deputies that were there whisked him away. I don't think it was an arrest. I think it was more just for his safety. Took him away from the crowd, and then they managed to grab his flag and burn the flag. I did manage to get a few pictures of that as it went on. That was probably the only time during the whole thing that you thought the crowd could turn. Luckily, it did not. But that was probably the only time where you felt that something might get out of hand.
Yeah, the one time somebody actually said something they disagreed with. That's pretty telling.
Yeah, but that was the one time where you saw something that looked like you might see the crowd jerk. So.
And not to go into too much about this guy, but could you hear what he was saying? I mean, I couldn't hear it, but he just looked like he was falling apart.
Yeah, all you saw, I mean, he was on the monument side, the Lee side, the Davis side, facing the Lee and Davis statue side of the Stonewall Jackson Monument. Mm-hmm. And I was actually on the Broad Street side of it. So when I saw the crowd mass, I moved to get the pictures, as all good reporters would do. But by that time, everyone had just moved in so quickly, you could only get but so close. I really couldn't hear. There was a large crowd there. Like I said, there was at least 1,000, if not more.
And once the statue was hauled away, do we know what happened, where it went, and what the plan is?
Well, I've seen reports. I myself did not witness this, but I've seen reports that it's actually currently at the wastewater treatment plant, which would be at Chippenham in 95, I believe. You know, down
that. Over there.
I guess they have a big facility, and as I suggested to some people, they want to put it in a place where people aren't going to go right now. They want it just sort of out of the way. So, I mean, I don't know many people who would go tour the wastewater treatment plant. So
that's probably where it was. Well, interesting to be there, and I appreciate you coming on to, you know, tell us about what you saw. Matt Demline, our longtime WRVA reporter, thank you very much for getting up early this morning. Thank you, Matt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.